remember one week I told y'all, y'all gotta take care of your health.
All right. We live, baby. So, come on. I'm gonna give y'all a second. Oh, mom, damn.
What?
You don't hold the phone up on.
In the name of Jesus.
I need to hold the phone
babe.
Up
one time. Can you get the candlestick off the living room table and let her put, she got to sit it right here.
In the.
For her phone. The candle holder Ooh. Off the living room table. She has to put her phone up on it. That's not it. No.
Mm-mm. I held that note.
I
held that joint.
We did it last week.
Held that line.
Sit it right here.
Held that joint.
And I held that thing.
I held that joint.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me. Don't have
just clean that.
Wonder.
He did. Turn
mm-hmm. You can't put that in front of that.
You turn the TV off?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a peek. Hold on.
Put the book in front of it.
I need the book, Kim. I'm trying to get it where it's both.
You should have done that all.
Girl, listen. And the Lord God force man of the dust. Of the groom of the ground and breathed. Shit.
Come on in the room. Where y'all at? Where my people at?
And breathe life. Say let
where
there
my
be.
People at? Where Lena? Where Fanny? Where Elette Ward? Where my cousin Elette at?
Say and let there be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. I'm trying to get us together now. Hold up.
Mm-mm.
Hey YouTube. Welcome
hey,
back
YouTube,
to
how y'all doing?
My mommy and me, the podcast. No, well, it's not really the podcast, but it's my
no,
mommy and me, the show.
No, this is my mommy and me, the show. She has
the
her
show.
Own podcast without me, y'all.
My mommy and me, the show. Right?
Why I'm not in your camera? You can't do that, Ty. You got to put me in. Yeah, there you go.
Come All right. Because it's be too much going on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one making us some coins.
Yeah.
This be a lot going on. Put your Cash App in them comments. Pin your Cash App in them comments.
I don't know how to do that.
So, people, because we're going to talk about some things tonight.
Wait a minute. I don't know how to do that.
I'm about to show you. What's your Cash App?
$,
mm-hmm.
Capital Q. Right there. Right there. Hit it. That's it.
Mm. What? Hey, Tina. Pin this comment. Yep. Mm. All right.
Pin it for what?
Because we're going to talk about some teams.
Hi, Trina Ellis. Hi, Boo Kermit Valley. Mm. Hi, Boo. Come on in the room.
Come on in the room.
Come on in the room, y'all. Where y'all at? Lena going to come late. Fanny going to come late.
That's all right. That's all right. We'll be here for a while. We got a show. We're trying to
My
wait for some of y'all to come up in here.
Hey, my girl Teray,
we got a show. We got a motherfucking show tonight.
Bae.
All right, is it 7 o'clock? It's 7:03. We said come on in the room.
Come on in the room.
Come on in the room.
Come on in.
I said
come on.
Come on.
Hey, come on in the room.
We got to talk about tonight.
I'm going to tell y'all why.
Here we go.
He's so good to me. I'm sorry. I have to shout it out and let the world know that God has blessed me abundantly. Okay?
We listening?
Because if I cook, he cleans. I mean, if I clean, he cook. I mean, it's just, we just like two peas in the pod.
Mm-hmm.
We just like butter on rice.
All right. Salt and pepper.
No, for real.
Sugar and Kool-Aid.
No, for
Peanut
real,
Peanut butter and jelly.
What you hate?
I do. I hate when he say, "Babe, I'm going to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich." I hate when he do that. Who on your hype? Oh, that's your thing. Mm-hmm. Where y'all at? Come on in the room.
I went live 10 minutes ago by like 6 people.
Okay, we want y'all to comment, like, and share.
Comment, like, and share. Okay?
Comment, like, and share.
Subscribe to the channel. Thank you so much.
When we get big, hey, Fanny, what Fanny at?
You don't see no Fanny.
Uh-huh, I said Fanny likes your something. Hey, Fanny. There she go right there, her picture right there.
Oh, well, then she must be here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's my mommy and me Sundays. Welcome back. Okay, this is our first episode. Is this our first episode for the month of December? Or was last week December?
This is our second episode.
This is our second episode for the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here. Okay, we in the room.
My turn.
So we're gonna get into the show, okay? We're gonna let y'all come in. It's somewhat of a long show. We got a lot to talk about. A lot has happened this week.
Babe, can you get that paper towel? But let me tell y'all something. Have y'all ever had an old flame come back in y'all life?
Here we go.
No, for real, y'all. Listen. You know how you be minding your business.
He's gonna be excited to see that.
You be minding your business, right?
He's gonna be excited to see that.
And you don't be paying nobody no attention. You might reminisce every now and then on somebody you flew across or boom 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 across. But when all of a sudden they come back and then you get all these like little butterflies and stuff, you start remembering things that y'all used to do and how much fun y'all used to have and,
And how crazy am I?
But he's crazy in a good way. He's not a bad crazy. So I just want to say congratulations to my daughter. For rekindling our friendship with Brother Ice. Welcome.
Oh, my God.
Welcome, Brother Ice. I say welcome. Welcome back.
Oh my God.
All right, now we can go on with the show. I just had to shout my how you say?
I don't know.
How you say? Whitney, she need a shout up.
I need a shout.
She need a shout on that one.
We'll see.
Come on, I'm gonna take one with you. He's a good friend. He's a really nice guy.
And we are right where we're supposed to be. When we're supposed to be there.
Yeah, he cool. Why you give me that much?
That's my baby.
So I don't want that much, Takia.
Okay.
Lord have mercy, help me, Father. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so let's get into the show.
Okay, what we talking about?
Because it's 7-0.
That's like Cardi B having what? Blood work done. Body work.
No, that's not what it's saying. Okay.
Tap it back.
What? No.
I can't understand for one thing. Even if I wrote something down or told you to write something down. Once you got here and told me, Ma, read this off, I couldn't. What the
you
hell?
You don't have to read it. You don't read it. You don't never put subject. Yeah. Let's talk about that, Kim. Let's talk about how you don't do your homework for the show. I come up here every week. Because it's getting out of hand, y'all, for real. I come up here every week and I say,
Hold on.
Make sure you have your stuff to talk. Look in the media. Make sure you have stuff to talk about because that's what we talk about.
Is this the Mom and Me show?
We talk about what's going on.
Is this the Mom and Me show? I said, is this the Mom and Me show? Who the mama? Who the me? Bam. Do the work and I talk about it and I make y'all laugh while I'm doing it. Anyway. You know how Cedric say, is this the barbershop? Is this the Mom and Me show? Yeah. Okay. I'm the mommy, she's the me. So the me part is the part. Who is that? Oh, hi, why they not coming up?
I don't know.
Taki, what you done? Oh, who was that?
I ain't do nothing.
Why this pretty? Can I take that off? Take that off.
There you go. They coming up.
Okay. Hey, Fanny. Hey, Sharon. Hey, so, Irene. Yeah, I want to see
that. Oh, no, that's my ring. I about to what? Say, is that a booger? I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
I had to make sure it wasn't a
booger. You know that, see, this
is... But look, listen. Okay, I'm the mommy. I mean, you the mommy, I'm the me.
Y'all, because dealing with her, she going to just talk about me.
Listen, we have a long show. We really have to get into the show. Because we got a long show. We're trying to wait for some more people.
What a hand sanitizer.
I didn't dig up my nose. I just turned my ring around.
You said it was a booger.
I thought it was a booger, but it was my nose ring.
You wear something in your nose that you think is a booger.
I'm not dealing with
you. Why in the hell would you have something in your nose and you wear it to every hour? You say, "Oh, was that a booger?" Oh no, that's just my brain. What in the?
I'm not finna argue.
In the name of Jesus,
I'm not finna go there with you. Listen.
Okay, what we talking about? Let's go.
Brittany Griner is finally home. That's the basketball.
Yes. Okay.
That she wanted to talk about.
I'm so glad they let her go.
Brittany Griner is.
Because I really feel like she would have turned some Russian people out.
Your ears are on backwards again this week.
Because that's how I'm wearing them. I'm just, look now. I just like the way they are. Okay, listen. Don't, that's some bird for Taki. Why you had to say that?
Because
that makes me retarded two times in a row. Golly. That makes me crazy twice. So, now, Brenda. Back to Brenda.
Brittany.
Brittany. Back to Brittany. I'm glad they let her go, because you know what? It would have been a war. She would have been turning. Hey, TK, baby. She would have been turning Russian women.
Now, that girl is married.
I don't give a damn if she would have did 10 years. She would have still. Girl, bye.
Listen.
She would have done 10 years in a
Brittany Griner is out, okay?
Brittany Griner would have been over there speaking Russian
her,
like.
We swapped her for a Russian arms dealer.
A what?
A Russian arms dealer.
And he gonna sell guns and
Yeah, so it was a swap for a swap. We are happy that you're home, Brittany.
I'm so happy you're home and back with your wife too. Because we don't wanna, you know.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It was about time. You deserved that. You deserved to be home.
Yeah. She was gone for about, what, a year?
It was too long. It was a days too long. She was gone. So we are happy to have her back. Okay, so we.
So wait a minute. I'm gonna tell y'all something, right? And I don't want y'all. I want y'all to listen. Hey, Gavin. Donald Trump is running for president again.
We already know that.
Wait a minute. He's gonna win. If you disagree, comment. He's gonna freaking win. This how messed up the world is. Who?
Oh, he's talking to somebody. We're live.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Anyway. Hey, Brett.
He's going to win. I think he is, too. I think
when, if they
win.
Let him back for running, I trust he, and I holy God believe, he is going to win. The presidency and act a damn fool when he do. The last 4 years that he get, y'all better get ready.
Y'all, you too.
I'm already prepared for the crazy fool. And listen, hey Marvin, man, all the foreigners they bringing over here on them buses. All of y'all that came over here on them buses in DC, y'all better go. Running for the border. Because he about to lock it down, baby. One thing he didn't do, we didn't have gas. I just think Biden is too old to be president. He don't know what he's doing.
He's the oldest president ever.
He's just too damn old, y'all.
He's the oldest president ever in history.
Thank you, Marvin.
He's the oldest president
ever. He's too old. He over there in China. While we over here, the gas is $5 a gallon. We ain't got no food on the ship. It's just so much going on since what have he done? Seriously. Obama did catch the Bin Laden silence people. What did he do? He gave us Obamacare, which is the bomb. So what did Biden do so far that's good in the country?
I don't know. I didn't vote for his ass.
Christmasy, take a sympathy.
People ain't gonna want to hear who that I voted for. It wasn't for him. I'm just trying to figure out. You know, one thing about that damn Trump, he ain't letting all them foreigners come over here. He not having it.
Trump wasn't no better,
but he ain't letting all the people come over here like that.
I voted for Trump for business purposes.
Trump ain't, let me tell you something. We didn't have gas like that. We had food. A lot of stuff wasn't going on when Trump was in office. He was crazy as a bat out here. Trump was just arrogant as hell. His personality is arrogant and ignorant. But far as the world, he's a racist and a sexist.
He's terrible to be president. He's everything you don't want your president to be. But he's a good businessman. So.
Okay, I see Michael Phillips. Is that Michael Phillips from Hammond High School? Did we go to school together?
All right, moving right along, because we're not finna do that.
I'm Kim.
Kyrie Irving.
Who is that?
It's a basketball player. You might not know
Michael
who he
Phillips
is, Mom.
Is watching from.
What? Oh, my God.
I'm just looking. Because that name, that's like an old, that's look like the guy I went to school with.
Sir, please say who you are.
Who is that? Is you Michael Phillips from Hammond High School?
The show.
Okay. Okay. He ain't saying nothing. Come on.
Okay, good. Moving right along. Kyrie Irving, okay, he gets dropped from Nike. All right. Mm-hmm. So Kyrie, do you know what happened with Kyrie Irving when they were saying that he said the anti-Semitic, racial or religious stuff, and then they suspended him for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. He came back, and then Nike has dropped him from his contract. So I'm going to insert the picture here.
Okay.
This is for YouTube. They get pictures. We will be changing our streaming platform, so you guys on live will get pictures too. That's an update that's coming in 2023. I'll talk about that later. But Kyrie Irving,
hey Charles,
dropped his. He wore a shoe. He wore a blank shoe. It had nothing on it, and it said "I am free" on the shoe, meaning like he's just free. He's free. He's free to believe what he want to believe, say what he want to say. Nike dropped the contract. I don't know how that works when players get dropped from out of endorsement deals. Excuse me. I don't know if they still get paid. I don't know how that works. But they were about to come out with a Kyrie Irving shoe. So I don't know if they'll still be dropping the shoe or what's going to happen with that. But I'm happy for Kyrie Irving. I like Kyrie Irving. I support him.
I got to get my tissue from right here.
I support him, and I like him. I like him. There go Mac Tripper. Tripper.
Hey, Tijuana.
So
no, she say they go to Tripper.
So I'm happy that he is in a good space and back doing what he loves to do. Okay, this past week, you know Celine Dion, Ma?
Yeah.
Wherever
you are, let's go on. You stay
forever. You don't own the rights to this beautiful music. Hey. I don't know the song. I don't know the words. Yeah. But we all know the song. It's from Titanic. That's what she's famous for, right? She has been diagnosed with stiff person's disorder.
What is that?
It's a nervous condition that's uncontrollable. I want to say it's similar to Tourette's with the nervous system. Mm. But instead of her yelling or screaming or hollering like Tourette's. Yeah. She don't do.
Fuck you.
She don't do that. She gets.
I'm sorry, y'all.
What she does is she gets stiff, like she's having a stroke.
She don't say.
No.
What about money? No. She don't do none of that.
Anyway, I love Celine Dion. God. She's a GOAT in the industry. She's older now, so she's had to cancel all her European tours and all of her tours that she had going on in the beginning of next year, just until she gets her condition under control. So this platform, my mommy and me, we wish you a speedy recovery. So
yes, we do. Okay. Hey, Robin, why?
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
What is wrong with you?
What? Who's wrong with who?
Girl. I might have to go off and come back on. Something might be wrong with mine.
Oh, let's say her joints lock up on her. Yeah, that's what I said.
Nah.
Hold on, y'all, because I don't think my shit working. Ain't nobody been in my thing. That's
posting and then restarted.
That's what I'm about to do. So, I had to restart my live. We already into the show. I had to restart the live, so.
I ain't on her live. She got my head and my ears on it. Bae, don't, you ain't got to do that. I said, bae. Okay, go. So, are y'all ready for Christmas? You know, God has afforded me this year, and it means something to me because I wasn't able to buy my family gifts. I can buy my family gifts this year. Good gifts.
Oh.
I mean, good gifts. Good.
So here's something that I didn't know. You know who Pretty V is? The comedian? She be on Wild and Out. Light skin. Well, I didn't know that her and Rick Ross was dating. So Pretty V and Rick Ross are dating. Where's your computer? I can show you who she is. Mm-mm. But I love that for them. I'm happy. I like that for Pretty V. I think that she's awesome. I actually like her. She's one of the Instagram comedians that I love.
Is that the light skinned one that's real funny?
That's the one to be doing all the dances on the table. Yeah, she's real, do the real Jamaican. Funny. Yeah. Her and Rick Ross are dating, and I absolutely love that. I love that. And they've been dating for a while.
Mm-mm. So
I hope that they continue to carry on. Speaking of dating, did y'all see Kevin Gates with his new boo on the Shade Room? I'm gonna insert that picture right here. Okay. Kevin Gates was with a woman and it wasn't Drika. And I don't like it.
Wait a minute, who is Drika?
Drika is his wife.
Wait a minute. Oh, who the girl did he be talking to on that show? It's a show he be sitting talking to her. He said, I take my and lick the He was talking
That's
about
Carisha,
her.
Please.
She was sitting there like this. She slobbed on herself.
That's
she
Carisha.
Like, oh, for real? That's she slobbed Carisha, on her mouth. Please. She was slobbing, y'all. He was.
Anyway, I'm not here for that, Mr. Gates. Take your ass back home, Madrika. I don't give a shit what's going
hey,
on.
Hey, friends.
You don't even look good with this young lady. I don't think you look good together. I just think she looks like a prop on a tree. That's how she looks. That's how I feel about
Why?
It.
Why? Because he married.
Ain't just because he married. I mean, they've been separated for a while, so it is what it is if he's dating somebody, but he just don't look right with nobody but Drika. I don't understand you, man. I don't get it. That's another subject for another day. I'm not going to get into that, but you niggas get on my nerves, okay?
Ice, baby. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Ice, baby. Da-na-na-na-na. Yeah, hold your head on that one, boo. Marvin. That is Michael.
Okay.
Thank you, Marvin.
So, Kalani, the singer, and Letitia Wright. Letitia Wright is the young lady who stars in the Black Panther movie. Who played his little sister.
Okay.
She's the star of the new Black Panther. She's coming back as the Black Panther. Hey, Antonio. She's coming back as the Black Panther. Her and Kalani were spotted in the club, maybe not last week, but the week before last, and they was getting it in. I mean, they was freaky deaky deaky. Mm-hmm. And everybody know that Kalani goes both ways. She likes
women,
the girls, and she like, I love me some Kalani. She fine as hell. She could turn me.
She could definitely
turn me.
Mommy and me has
Kalani could definitely
good.
Turn me. I'm just saying. Hey, Richard. She's
Wait
bad.
A minute, what?
Kalani is a baddie. Okay, she is bad to the bone. And her and Letitia were spotted dancing in the club last night.
Okay,
weekend.
Wait a minute.
They was getting their freak on.
Okay, hold on.
It's
hold
a
on.
Few women that could turn me. Kalani is one.
Hold on.
Alicia Keys. Rihanna.
Oh, so you like femme women.
Tiana Taylor. Yes, she is.
Who, Tiana?
Yes, honey. Tiana could turn me. Okay. If I'm gonna be with a woman, I'm gonna be with a woman. I'm not gonna be with no butch woman. I don't think so. I don't know. I never thought that far because I like men, but if I think I would want her to be feminine, yeah, just if.
Okay. Next.
What is wrong with you?
You just threw me all the way off the table. I can just fall on the goddamn old floor right now.
So
I don't know what the hell. Well, I don't even know how that came up. You
okay, let me know. What? Let me know what we doing, Antonio. Let me know.
Who was that?
Let me know. It's a guy I used to be in the Navy with. But But there is, so after that, right, after they were spotted in the club, it was rumored that they were dating. Okay. But they both admitted to not dating. However, if they were dating, that would be sexy. They would look good together.
Taki, you were doing
good. It would look like coffee and cream. Saying too much. I just like it.
What you saying?
What? What you wrong? This is a grown people show.
I'm about to go up under the table, come back around on, and sit down again.
Okay. I was supposed to write this statement out. So the game came up on social media last week.
So was you in the closet or something?
No, I'm not gay. I'm not a gay woman. I've never been with a woman. I'm not. I don't want to be with a woman. I said those women concern me. I find those women attractive and sexy. And if I was going to be with a woman, then would be the woman that I want to be with. That's what I'm saying. I ain't saying.
Who right, TK? Shut up. TK, she's right, though.
Yeah, they some bad. Everybody, our name was bad, baby. Alicia Keys bad. Kalani is bad. Tiana Taylor is bad. Rihanna is bad. Type of woman, not like they natural and stuff. I like that.
Gina, in the name of Jesus.
I'm gonna come back to the game because I'm gonna try to find that comment that he made. So a few weeks ago, I don't know right now. What the hell wrong with you. I'm gonna give you a minute to focus.
I've never heard my daughter say that before. Now, we've talked about 5 minutes. It's nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. But I fell and came back to the chair for a minute. She like, oh, he can turn me. She can turn me. She can turn me.
I mean, they can. They turn. One of them is some bad women I'm talking about. They are gorgeous. All of them.
So you would be with them, like, physically?
Yeah, if I was going to be with a woman, I would want it to be one of them. Absolutely. That's right. That's
shut
right.
Up, man.
They all that.
Oh my.
They some God. Some sexy women. Them is some sexy women. The women, if baby, it'll take a bad bitch to turn me. But if it was, it'd have to be one of them. They are bad to the bone.
Let's say yes, they can. Let me tell y'all what my cousin said. She said yes, they can turn me.
They fight
and most. Some-
Richard said hell. Richard, you said hell. They can turn you too, huh? Yeah, them is some bad bitches. They are bad. Those women are sexy.
Okay, that's enough. In the name of Jesus. That's enough.
Okay? They like me. Shit, we look good together. I can do their hair, makeup, and all that shit. They wouldn't even have to pay for it. Look at that.
In the name of Jesus.
Anyway. Mm-mm. Anderson Lee. Oh, Jada. I don't know. Jada's a no for me. I'm sorry. One of my followers said Jada Pinkett. Jada Pinkett is an attractive woman. She's very attractive. She's just a no for me. She's a no for
what?
Me. She's not my cup of tea. She's not my cup of tea.
Hey, Cayman Valley, Judy.
But she's
okay.
Hey,
girl. But now, wait a minute. What? We're not going to turn the subject into who is fine enough to flip somebody. We ain't flipping nothing over here but chicken wings. Now, get to the subject. Let it pull up Jada Pink. Ain't yes. Nobody flipping
that. The old Jada is gorge. The old Jada is
gorge. We ain't flipping
but she's still not my cup of tea.
We ain't flipping them. We turning anyway, up a drink. That's all.
Anderson Lee Aldridge. That is the asshole that went to that was in Colorado, I think. What was the last mass shooting? Was that Colorado, y'all? Help me out.
Girl, don't give me the line. I need a drink.
The one at the gay club. Was that Colorado where that shooting happened? Colorado Springs? I'm not sure. Don't quote me. I don't want to put out the wrong info. I think that it was Colorado. Mm-mm. I'm going to insert the picture. Y'all got to. This is why y'all got to tune into the YouTube show.
Fanny, help me,
I insert pictures and do all that. I'm going to insert the picture of this asshole right here. He got his ass beat. They just released. He's the one that killed all the people.
Hey, Gerald Mobley.
You remember the people that got killed? All the gay club people that got
killed?
Oh, yeah. It was just happened like a week ago.
How did we...
And I don't know if it's... I want to say it's in Colorado. I can't remember where it was at. But it came out. The story has surfaced that a drag queen had stomped him out with the heels. With her heels.
Wait a minute. What? The drag queen stumped in a who he stumped out?
Stop. Yes. About a week ago, a gay club was shot up where people were killed. Okay? It was a mass shooting. It was one of the worst today. And the guy went in and shot up this club because it was a gay club. Okay, so it was a hate crime. In the process of him shooting up the club, the people, it was Colorado Springs. Thank you, Elette. The people that stopped him were the men that were in it, were gay men. They beat him up. They took the gun out of his hand. They you know, they stopped him from committing this heinous crime. And what they were saying, the tea was that he had got his ass whipped by a drag queen that has stomped out his face. So last week, they released his, what you call the mugshot.
The fact, the drag queen?
No, the man that did the shooting. When I tell y'all they beat that man, black, blue, green, orange, they fucked him up.
I mean, he shot and didn't kill people.
His eyes were like two boulders sitting on his face. I'm inserting it on our YouTube channel, so make sure you go check it out tomorrow. Everything will be uploaded, okay? They fucked him up. Served this motherfucking ass right. I hope it feels good to get your ass kicked by a bunch of people of different sexualities. Shame on you, Anderson. You should get the death penalty, you maggot. That's how I feel about it. You don't go killing people because of their sexual orientation. That's terrible. It's not a reason to kill somebody. That's horrible. But got your ass beat. So, you ain't got nothing to talk about, Mom? Before I go to the next thing?
No,
What's wrong? What are you thinking about? Where are you
who
at?
Who the suspect, Fanny?
The suspect is Anderson Lee, the one I'm talking about that got beat up.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Where are we going? What are we talking about? I got lost for a minute.
This is why, honestly,
I'm still on her saying Alicia Keys and them can turn her out. I'm done.
Why are you still on that?
You my daughter, so I'm like, did she just say that Tiana Taylor
can
turn, flip her sideways? And I'm just like sitting here like, I'm hearing you talk about the massive shoe, but in my mind, I'm like, did she just say that they people flip her?
Mom, what? It's 2022.
People. I don't give a damn.
I'm not gay. I don't date women.
I never heard you talk like that. You my daughter. I've never, in all the years I've been with you.
I'm 38 years old.
I would have dated if you was 50. I've never heard you talk.
Well.
Like.
I said what I say. I said what I said.
Oh my God.
Help me, Lord.
She doing it. For what? Move right on. Bill Cosby.
But we have this ice in our store.
What?
And my job, it's an ice machine.
What does that have to do with anything?
Do y'all like ice? Because I know somebody love ice.
Listen,
we have the crushed ice, girl. It's so good.
He didn't even watch the show. I'm gonna make sure I send this to him. He has to watch this. Like, you gotta watch.
We have the soft hospital ice.
Anyway, come on, Mom, for real.
Okay, well.
Bill Cosby. What? Listen, they hating on my man Bill, man. They trying to come out with all these new cases against my man Bill. Saying that Bill was trying to give everybody the Jell-O pudding pop.
What the fuck? Why?
They messing with my man Bill like he already 90 years old. He done did all this time in jail. He said Bill was trying to give the people the pudding pop.
Hold on, y'all.
They hating on my man Bill.
They hating on my man.
She made
it. They hating on my man.
Wait a minute. Bill said, get somebody else to do it. I'm not going back to jail.
Why is that man
to do it? They hating on my man Bill, man. Hold they on. Trying to do Bill Cosby dirty, though. All that this man has done, they are really trying to do Bill dirty. They real. I don't like that. All these women coming out. These women 70 years old talking about Bill break them 50 years ago.
But what he trying to give
shit him? Shouldn't be a thing.
Wait a minute. What he trying to give him?
They said Bill Cosby tried to give me the little pudding pop. Tried to put the pudding in the jello.
Oh my God.
The pudding pop.
What? No, Tati, you can't say that.
Nah, they trying to dog my man Bill. I don't appreciate that. That shit ain't cool.
You say they 70. How old 78 said what?
Yeah, they 70. Talking about he did something 50 years ago. What the hell? Like, what? Like, how is that even a thing? Like, now you want to say something. They trying to bring up new charges on my man. He about to die. Like, let that man rest. Let that man relax. And
then my daughter's in rough form on this. He's not gonna die.
Bill Cosby, Mom, Bill Cosby gotta be in his upper 80s.
That don't mean
he's 90 years old. He's on his way out of here. People don't live that long. Like, let that man enjoy whatever is left of his legacy in peace. If you didn't get it the first go around, baby, you can't get no pudding pop. It's gone. It's out. That's it. That's all I gotta say about Bill, man. Ain't stop playing with him.
Wait, because he's not going to die and talk about the put. He got to get the orthopedic with the button.
Yeah, that man looks terrible. He looks stressed out. He looks like he done been through hell and back. Man, Bill looks horrible.
He
should have aged gracefully, man. Let's talk about my man Kales. Fuck that shit. I'm sick of this shit. Y'all gonna stop playing with my man Kales. I'm over.
Listen,
R. Kelly situation, okay? Let's talk about it tonight, all right? Y'all gonna come up off my man Kales. He is talented. Listen, the man didn't drop the album, right? They hated on my guy. They tried to say that it was him saying that he admitted. No, he's saying that he admits that he has faults. He admits that he's human. He admits that he makes mistakes. He admits that he doesn't find it right that they're trying to call him a pedophile. Does R. Kelly have a problem? Yes. I think that R. Kelly has a problem. I think that he likes young women. Maybe some of those women are too young.
I feel like
I also feel like back in the day, all those parents, the way they crucified my man Kales, they should have crucified all them parents too. What's he doing? What he was doing wrong? Yeah, but I hate to say it like this, but he ain't never raped nobody. Everybody gave it up willingly.
Well, he pissed on him.
Everybody gave it up willingly. He ain't never take nothing.
He pissed on
them. They trying to do my man dirty. They trying to make it seem like he's this terrible sex person. It's a whole lot of people out here dating young girls that ain't locked up. The fuck?
He said he don't see nothing wrong.
Man, that man is talented. I couldn't believe that music that I heard. That music was banging. Boosie was listening to it. I was right with Boosie. Like, man, stop playing with my man, kid. Y'all not gonna shit on my man. Do he need help? Yes. Did he do some wrong things? Absolutely. Everybody make mistakes. He's done some wrong. But y'all trying to, he come out with an album talking about I admit it and he this and he that.
He said,
R. Kelly has given black people the best music, some of the best music that will always be classics.
Step in and
okay, hits on top of hits on top of hits. That man has poured out.
I know. There's somebody breaking the champagne.
That's rude.
Somewhere. You say the best music, I'm singing this damn song.
I'm trying to talk, though. That's
okay,
rude.
Go ahead. I can't say nothing because I don't even know what you're talking about.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
But okay, go ahead. But I'm singing this song backing up what you're saying.
I just feel like the way that they're doing him is wrong. It's not cool. And it's not right. They need to free that. What is he locked up for? What the fuck is he locked up for right now? What is
he peed on a girl.
That's not why he locked up. People piss on people all the time. People pee on people all the time. That's a thing.
Hey, Trisha. I'm just like, my daughter is so rough. Like,
the girl wanted to get pissed. She ain't stop it.
Boy.
They're pissing on me. People pee on people all the time.
I'm going to tell y'all something.
I know people that paid people to pee on them. Give them what they call it, a golden shower, which the nasty ass shit. That shit was nasty. I don't agree with it, but he did it. I know we on YouTube.
Did you say all that on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm saying it. Stop. Free my man, Kales. Free my man, R. Kelly. Free that man.
What just happened to mommy and me? We just...
Bobby,
because I'm sick of it. And it dropped the album, Kelly. Drop this shit. Drop it. Call it. I admit it. Drop that shit. I want to hear what you got to say, brother. I want to hear the whole thing. I got into the first song, but I didn't get to hear the rest of it because they took it down before I could get up there and download it. That's some bullshit.
What she said.
That man that gave us classics. R. Kelly is the GOAT, man. He just, like, he's talented, like, but he got his demons, but we all do. Everybody has them. Everybody has them. Everybody has them. Like, everybody has them. You expose that man, try to make him seem like he's a monster, he don't belong in there. What law did he break? Them people gave their kids away like free ones to some strippers. No. They gave their kids away the way strippers would have hopped on free $1 bills.
Shit. It's not funny because...
No, for real, man. They gave their kids away. Them parents should be condemned. That's terrible. And now all these women up here talking about surviving R. Kelly. He ain't locked nobody up. He ain't keep nobody in no dungeon. Did he have his issues? Yeah, but all them women, y'all grown women that dealt with R. Kelly in your grown woman age, talking about some you surviving him. Man, get the fuck out of here. Are you kidding me? Smack yourself. All of y'all. You should be fooled. You foolish. Because I bet you was paid. You was compensated. Your family was taken care of. Whatever it was. Talk about that. Oh, don't nobody want to talk about that.
I ain't shit. Look, I don't have nothing to say. Just the me show.
Shit. Free R. Kelly. Free R. Kelly and leave my man Bill alone. Leave Bill Cosby alone. He can't even give nobody no more pudding pop. Can't give nobody the pudding pop.
You make me keep leaving my eyelashes. Stop.
Leave Bill alone. Let Bill rest his nerve until the good Lord call him home.
Franklin Kai. Is that Vicky Sullivan?
Shit. I'm looking at this.
This mom and me is off the chain.
Cardi B this week went live. That's my girl. Y'all know I love Cardi. I love me some Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. I know you like this glass, girl. You gave it to me for my birthday, boo.
I love Cardi.
Yes. Shout out to Fanny Anderson for giving me these wonderful glasses. For my birthday,
thank you,
girl.
Fanny. Cardi B, she kept it a book.
What? Look. What?
Did y'all see the lady they locking for she gave her baby fitting all that kid? Oh, no. I ain't see that he left.
Did we see the lady that they looking for? She gave her baby fitting all that. What?
I ain't see that. So one of the viewers from the live show just came in and said that there's something that is a rage.
Our cousin.
I know, but I didn't want to say that much. Just a view. But anyway, she's saying that they're looking for a lady.
Okay.
They're looking for a lady that gave her baby fentanyl that killed the child. Is this local?
So where the lady? Well, she killed the baby in rain?
Is this local? Is this local news? Or was it somewhere else?
Is it here somewhere, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia? Or is it in another state?
These people is crazy.
You know.
It's crazy, man. Yes.
It's here or... I got something in my teeth.
People are crazy. I just read something today about a victim getting into the Uber and the Uber driver killed her.
Oh my God.
Right? The victim got into the Uber and the Uber driver killed her. I'll insert that right there on the YouTube. And then I read something where some people had a threesome. Two guys and a girl had a threesome. And then one of the guys killed the other guy. After the threesome.
Why though?
I don't know why. I'm going to insert that right here on YouTube.
How
as
you
going well.
To insert some? What? Okay, you was in raw form tonight.
No, I'm going to insert it on the video is what I'm talking about when I go back and edit. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bed with you.
What do you mean you going to bed with me? Ain't shit wrong with me. What's wrong with you?
Ain't nobody say no. See what I'm saying, y'all? Now, who said something?
Yes, in the area, the baby was 22 months. So here, that's in the DMV area with the lady.
But wait a minute, nobody said nothing was wrong with you. I just said you were wrong.
You bad with me. How would I say bad with
you? It's just a saying. What in the hell?
Listen.
And look, you know what?
The man had a threesome with the man and killed the other man.
Oh, God.
From the threesome. What you think that was about?
It must not have been good. He ain't get his nut. Now, you want to go wrong? Let's go. He ain't get his nut. He ain't come.
So you killed the other man? He killed the other man and he had a threesome with. The Uber driver killed the lady. It's a lot going on. Now we just heard that a lady gave her baby fentanyl and it killed the child. What the fuck is wrong with you people? What is wrong with y'all? We in our last days. It's finna get worse.
I've been saying that.
It's gonna get worse. We are in our last days. Tell the people that you love them, hold on to them tight.
You better find Jesus.
You better find Jesus. You better
have a relationship with God.
Yeah, because it's going down.
Trust and believe.
It's going down. Like, it
is. It's
going
to be too late to stand in that game and say, oh, I'm going to forgive me. No.
Yeah, it's getting crazy. It's really bad. It's really bad. I feel horrible that's happened. That's just terrible. You give your child a 22 month baby ain't even 2 yet.
I mean, if you knew that it was fentanyl, yeah, that's deliberately like.
What pill would you be giving a 1 year old? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You're not giving up everything 1 year old takes is liquid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Doctor gonna give them liquid or powder and mixing their food. Right.
So what do you give? You give a child a pill. You had to know what it was, what you thought it was going to do. You want to be out here shaking your ass that bad that you kill your child?
Ooh, Lord.
That's crazy to me. That's sad. I hope they catch her ass and they split her. She don't even have a vagina. It's just one hole opening. It's just one. Vagina asshole, just one opening. And they do her bad in there. That's terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible. I'm
Wait a minute. What you say?
It's just one hole, her leg, just one big hole. In between.
Help me, Lord. Help me. What is the world?
Just cut it open. Don't let that just one big.
Oh, you seen her, Elat?
Cut it open and then sew it up.
She looks mental.
Cut it open and then sew it up. And let her sit her ass. That got to be some paper. Just let her fill up with shit and piss until she dies.
That's just not right.
That's fucked up, ain't it? That's what she did to that baby. Gave it a fentanyl pill. Can you imagine what that child went through? Can you imagine fentanyl? Can you imagine how that baby suffered? No, I ain't never had no anal sex.
Why you loud? Oh,
you put it. You said it like the people can't. You act like. She said it like.
We're
not recording.
No, they can't hear what I'm saying. They
didn't
hear me.
No,
I
should
have never asked you that.
No, hell no. I ain't fucking around with that shit. To each his own. That's just not me.
Why? You don't like it?
It hurt.
How you know?
That is an exit only area. It hurt when shit come out.
I can't imagine
what it feel like to be humped in it. That's got to be some painful shit. I mean, I don't know. I've never done it, so I don't know what it feels like.
Me?
I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to do that. I never did that. Oh, Lord, Elette says, bomb.com. Will Jesus be offended?
I know. One of our viewers.
Yeah, don't be telling
also
them.
Also told us that. She told me the pressure. That's what she said, girl, the pressure.
Would that it feel good or something?
That's what she mean. Your sister too. Your sister told me. The guidelines. The guidelines to it. I was like, I was sitting there like that. She told me, Mom, listen. I was like, no, please don't. She said, I'm grown, we can talk. I was sitting there stunned. She said, once you get past the first part of the pain, you never want it in your again.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Anyway, this is Elect Toy. Yeah. Take your butt somewhere and sit down.
That's got to be painful. That's got to hurt.
What husband? My husband get ready to say something.
That's got to hurt. So look, what was we talking about? Oh, the lady with the fentanyl pill. Yes, they should cut her open from the front to the back and then sew it up. And that's how she should spend her last days.
What?
Where it can't come out. Nothing until it just erupts. And then she just die. That's what she did to that baby. No, Tacky,
don't say nobody dying. For real. Because if something happened to somebody in that, don't, we don't wish death on. We're going to pray for them. We're not going to say.
I said that's how she should die. In pain. The way that she did that child. That's what I mean. And I mean that. If you put a child, an innocent child, through agony, and you do that to a baby, you should feel that same type of pain. You do not do that to a you don't do that to anybody, let alone a child. No, I do mean that.
But honestly, you know,
I'm not wishing death upon her. She's going to get whatever God has coming for her.
That's the point.
However,
you just took the words out of my mouth.
I do.
She got to deal with God, and that's the worst punishment she could ever have. No, what we think we or the cutting open and suffering. No, she got to stand before
and
God.
Send her away to jail.
Cause he can say that. He can
and
say,
wait for God to come get
he
her.
He can say come or go. He can do just like this or say go. And she's gonna
know
burn
how
in
he
eternal
that.
Hell. We don't know. I said he could say come or go. I didn't say he's gonna say.
That's terrible. That's just terrible. I don't even want to talk about it no more.
Hey man, is that did y'all see the boy they looking for? God, come on, help. Come on through. In the room.
He threw piss on the bus driver. This is it.
Oh,
I can't deal with
God.
This. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Nah, we ain't see that.
Excuse me.
We didn't see that.
That is terrible.
We didn't see that. But she,
people are losing their mind.
What are we doing with that? Why we do that?
I'm going to get into why we did that. Let me put mine up here, too. Let me go ahead and get into that now, why we did that.
Well, I'm just knocking my lashes all over.
Let me get into why we did that. So if you're tuning in to my mommy and me on my channel or my mother's channel, you will... First, let me start off by saying this, okay? My mommy and me was a vision that started in our... I just started recording this one day. I think that at the time my mother was living with me, I had my kids, I was active duty, and the house dynamic period was just hilarious. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to share this with the world. Yes. I want to share this with the world. I want people to see, you know, what my family is like. I felt like we were all characters in a way, and we all had our ways, and we were just dope individuals, and we were even more dope as a unit. So I started recording my mother, and I just said, I'm going to call it My Mommy and Me, The Chronicles of Kim and Takiya. So the very beginning part of this show, if you are an old person or you've been with us for a while, you know how we used to just go on live and just record from the
house.
Thank
you, boo.
Right? We used to go on live. We just used to record. We used to sit in front of the phone.
I used to be
and we would record. I would get my mother coming home from work. I would talk about what I'm going through. And that's just kind of how the show started. And it kind of became this. The next time around, we stopped for a while, we separated, and now we've come back to doing it. And I want to give the viewers the best quality content possible. I want to give you guys the best show possible. You guys can't see the setup that we have here, but we do have a setup.
Thank you.
I've taken the time to invest in this, and as a brand, the goal is to eventually sell t-shirts, sell sweaters, sell mugs, sell apparel, have live shows where you guys can purchase tickets and come out and we do a My Mommy and Me show live, okay? These are goals that I have set business in 2023.
Yeah.
I haven't even shared the stuff with my mother.
Girl,
but
yeah,
but I feel
girl.
Like as we build up the platform, we're able to do that. These things are not free, okay? So what I have inserted is my mother's Cash App as well as my Cash App. And I'm also going to insert it here on the YouTube video. 5 cent, 10 cent, 50 cent, 25 cent. Everything is appreciated. Everything goes back into building this platform. Okay. I spoke earlier about us live streaming in the new year. Okay. So next year, the goal is for us to live stream through an app called StreamYard. And what StreamYard is that allows us to not only stream on Facebook Live, it also allows us to stream on YouTube Live. All right? So the goal is to get everybody to either look at us through Facebook or YouTube, and this be 100% interactive show. We are interactive on Facebook. However, we want to be interactive on YouTube as well. Okay? So that's the goal. So all the shows will be live. We're going to have a channel, a call line where you could call in. We'll be able to take callers. We're going to do it where we can bring people into the camera. Okay, if you want to comment on something, you'll be able to go up on the screen and say your comments or say yourself. And if you got businesses, we'll be able to promote your business through the show. Whatever it is that you do, right? We'll be able to do all of that and give back. The show is not just about us.
Hi,
it's not just about us being seen. It's also about us giving back. So we want to, I've been working on ways to figure out incorporating how we gonna do that. And that takes money. So every show moving forward, I will always insert my mother's Cash App for her followers, my Cash App for mine, so that we can continue to build and provide you guys with the best content possible. These lights, this setup, these things are not cheap. They're not free. So anything helps. That's all it is. We going to do it regardless because God going to bless what we're doing.
Amen.
But anything helps, right? Anything helps. The goal is at least by April of 2023 for us to have our first live show, okay?
Where?
I don't know. I'm working on a venue right now. I gotta.
You mean You mean like go somewhere we selling tickets to go?
Yeah, and we're gonna do the show live.
Girl, we're gonna sell out. They're gonna say
we're gonna do the show live.
We're gonna sell out. Do you know we're gonna sell out?
So,
girl, I'm gonna get up and do a
day. I want us to have t-shirts and things for you guys to buy, just stuff to pour back into the brand so that we can continue to just build on this and offer you guys the best possible show that we have. So. What?
Eli said, what's your t-shirt? Wait a minute. She said, golly, why I keep doing? She said, I love y'all. I know Auntie, which is Mama, probably in heaven, cracking up at y'all.
I'm sure she is. She would have definitely been front row at the first live show. She would have definitely been front row.
She would have been right
there. So we do have some things coming for you guys in 2023. Things that we want to involve. Well, I want us to involve our viewers a little bit more. I want to make it more convenient for the viewers. We're going to work on consistency. Sundays are our day. 7 p.m. is when we're going to start. So I think we're going to stick with that and just continue that even with the YouTube Live and just building this platform up. My goal is for us to be able to bring guests on the show next year, okay? To incorporate people coming on the show. Or if there's a Q&A, you want to have Q&A days. So, y'all, that's why it's important for you to follow the pages. So, when I go and have polls, because I manage our pages. My mother does not, okay? I'm going to be posting Q&A polls. I'm going to be posting questions and things like that. So, when we go live, we're able to discuss and talk about whatever it is that we want to talk about. It's not just about us coming to you with subjects. I mean, it's cute, but we want to know what y'all want to talk about. We want to know how you guys feel, what's bothering you, if you're dealing with anything. Do you want our advice? You know, advice line. I'm going to do the whole nine where we'll have a line. You can call in. And at the end of the show, we'll do like 10 minutes for people to call in and ask us questions, and we go forward like that. So we're working on things. Again, our Cash Apps are pinned on both of our pages. Our Cash App will be pinned in the YouTube video. It will be pinned on our pages as these videos appear. Please, just whatever God puts on your heart to give, it is greatly appreciated, and it will be used towards putting back into this business and giving y'all content. Another thing that you could do that's free is when we go live, share the live to your page, okay? What that does is when we're live and you're watching us and you go down and you hit the share button and you share that to your page, that allows your followers to tune in as well. So that gives us a different demographic, people who have never seen the show. That's why we say like, comment, and share, because sharing the video really helps us in what we're trying to do in getting us out there. We need 1,000 subscribers or better to get monetized on YouTube. We need 4,000 watch hours. So all of that liking, that share, that watching the videos from beginning to end, those things help. Those things help pour back into the business. So that's why we ask that of you all. Goodness, relax. We in part two. So, that's what we about to be done. We about to be done.
I'm sleepy as
me. We about to be done. So resume. What you did, man? All right, there you go. So we about to be done with the show. We had a lot to talk about.
What else? We got two more. There's one right there and one right there.
It's okay. So Marvis, I don't know if y'all seen this on social media, right? So Kanye West was nominated for Best Gospel Artist.
Huh?
Yeah. And Marvin Sapp had something to say about that. And I totally agree with what he had to say.
What gospel?
I'm going to insert it here on a YouTube video. However, he said that Kanye West is not a gospel artist.
He's not.
And to keep the playing field fair is no reason why he should even be in that category. And I agree. Rappers all the time make songs. They dedicate them to God as they should, as we all should. Dedicate.
But he's not
time.
A gospel singer.
Yeah, but they put him in a gospel category. So Marvin Sapp just didn't agree with that. And I agree with Marvin Sapp. I don't agree with that. I don't feel like Kanye West should be he's not a gospel artist. And
he
that's not
be in
fair
a psycho,
to
alpha,
the people.
Disco, beta, bio, alpha, doodle. You right on that. That's the category he should have been in.
Yeah, that.
The psycho, alpha, disco, beta category.
That's what he should have been
he
in.
He should not be nowhere near.
No gospel. Not you.
Okay, Jesus walks. Yes, he do. He walk with us, but that's the only single you done. Boy, bye. I feel you, Marvin Sapp.
Okay, I'm going to close out with this for the show tonight.
What?
Okay, ladies, gentlemen, ladies in particular, I speak to myself as I speak to you. A man should not be your focus if you don't have your shit together.
Ooh.
A man should not be your focus, sis, if you don't have your shit together. Okay? It just should not be happening. Fellas. A woman should not be your focus if you don't have your shit together.
What she said.
It can happen. You got to work
you
on
too,
you.
Fanny.
And sometimes that takes time. Be kind to yourself. Nurture yourself. Love on you. So that when that person comes or they circle the block. Okay? They bend the block. One more time. You're ready. Every day is growth, but you got to work on you so that you're ready. You're ready to entertain. You're ready to nurture. You're ready to do all the things that it is that you want to do.
You have to find yourself.
You have to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Being alone is very important.
I agree with that.
It's very important.
Okay.
I see so many young ladies, young men worried about the wrong stuff. And it's just, if I could stop anybody from making the mistakes that I made, that's what I'm going to do in the best way possible. Focus on you. I'm telling you, you got time to mingle and jingle and do all that shit. You do. And take care, protect yourself. Oh my God, please protect yourself. It's unfortunately, the world is full of people. Nobody's getting tested. We're just in a different day and time. A lot of people are having same sex, they're having heterosexual sex, they're not communicating with the mates, people are getting, STDs are flying around like candy, okay? Just take care of yourself. Take care. Why are you looking like that?
I'm just listening to you.
I'm being real. It's fucked up out here. Like, to be able to have a monogamous relationship is truly a blessing. Channel that, protect that, nurture that, okay? Because it is so much stuff going on out here. It is scary. You don't know who you're dating for real. People are crazy. They're killing people. They killing their babies. Like, we've talked about, or they throwing piss on people on the bus. It's just, it's crazy. So you never really know who you're dealing with. Just take care of yourself. Take care of the people that are around you. It's truly a blessing to even be surviving, let alone thriving in the world today. You know, it tell your people you love them, because tomorrow is not promised. Life is short. Karma is real. Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. I am telling you. And just take care of one another, man. I appreciate y'all. I thank y'all for rocking with us, supporting us. The subscribers is going up. Thank I see it, rocking. You know, with rocking. Subscribers going up. So
thank y'all for
rocking. I appreciate
rocking,
y'all, rocking. Man. I love and appreciate you.
Rocking with us. Thank y'all for rocking, rocking, rocking.
Rock it out.
Rock it, baby. Go two step. Merry Christmas, y'all. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Take a sip of tea.
Like a comic share. Like a comic share.
Like a comic share. See you next Sunday.
We out.
Oh my God.